नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशुतारिणे। महाराज इज नॉट ओनली माय वेरी डियर गॉड ब्रदर बट महाराज इज अ वेरी ओल्ड फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन ऑल्सो। In the early days, we used to spend a lot of time in Germany, and I had the very good opportunity to spend time with Maharaj those days.
This signifies the importance of hearing.
And Maharaj is also the vice chairman of the GBC, and next year Maharaj will become the chairman of the GBC body, and we are really looking forward to a very wonderful leadership. Maharaj has been a very, very illustrious leader of our movement. A devotee leads with his own example, and a devotee leads with his sincere dedication to Srila Prabhupada. And Maharaj is setting such a wonderful example in that. Like, he is so committed to Srila Prabhupada, and he is so exemplary in his behavior. Very humble, yet very upright. Very honest in his dealings, and very exemplary in his conduct with in his Vaishnav dealings with others. We often joke during our conference calls and other dealings that Maharaj works with German precision. Germans are very famous for their technological advancement. So, and Maharaj is very, very wonderfully establishing that expertise in his leadership in our movement. His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhav Swami Maharaj Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. So, I'll read the verse today and the purport, and then Maharaj will give the class.
This is one of those jokes.
I don't joke with you, Maharaj. Yesterday I gave the class. So who should give the natural the class today? Anyway, we'll do it together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Narancaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirai. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 8, the Narayan Kavacha Shield, Text 34. Didikshu Dikshurdhvam Adha Samantad Antar Bahir Bhagavan Narasimha Prahapayal Loka Bhayam Swanena Swa Tejasa Grasta Samasta Tejaha. Didikshu Dikshurdham Adhashamantan Vidikshu Dikshurdham Adhashamantan Antar Bahir Bhagavan Narasimha. I didn't get the meter right. Let me see. Vidikshu Dikshurdham Madho Samanta. Antar Bahir Bhagavan Narasimha. Prahapayal Loka Bhayam Sanena. Swateja Sagrasta Samasta Teja. Vidikshu Dikshurdham Adhasamanta. Antar Bahir Bhagavan Narasimha. Prahapayal Loka Bhayam Sanena. Swateja Sagrasta Samasta Teja. Vidikshu Dikshurdham Adhasamanta. Antar Bahir Bhagavan Narasimha. Prahapayal Loka Bhayam Sanena. Swateja Sagrasta Samasta Teja. Vidikshu Dikshurdham Adhasamanta. Antar Bahir Bhagavan Narasimha. Prahapayal Loka Bhayam Sanena. Sateja Sagrasta Samasta Teja. Mataji's. Sateja Sagrasta Samasta Teja. So this and many verses up to text 42 don't have any purport. So I'll just read it through, come to the last verse, and that's the last verse of the chapter also. Okay, let me just read the translations. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Nrisingadev. May Lord Nrisingadev, roaring for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fear of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. May Lord Nrisingadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within, and without. Then text 35, translation. Vishwarup continued, O Indra, this mystic armor related to Lord Narayan has been described by me to you. By putting on this protective covering, you will certainly be able to conquer the leaders of the demons. If one employs this armor, whomever he sees with his eyes or touches with his feet is immediately freed from all the above-mentioned dangers. This prayer, Narayan Kavach, continues subtle knowledge transcendentally connected with Narayan. One who employs this prayer is never disturbed or put in danger by the government, by plunderers, by evil demons, or by any type of disease. O King of Heaven, a Brahmana named Kaushika formerly used this armor when he purposely gave up his body in the desert by mystic power. Surrounded by many beautiful women, Chitraratha, the king of Gandharva Loka, was once passing in his airplane over the Brahmana's body at the spot where the Brahmana had died. Suddenly, Chitraratha was forced to fall from the sky head first. Suddenly, Chitraratha was forced to fall from the sky head first with his airplane. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sages named the Balakillas to throw the Brahmana's bones in the nearby river Saraswati. He had to do this and bathe in the river before returning to his own abode. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, My dear Maharaj Parikshit, one who employs this armor or hears about it with faith and veneration, when afraid because of any conditions in the material world, is immediately freed from all dangers and is worshipped by all living entities. So then we go to the text 42, which is the last verse. So I'll read the Sanskrit and then translation and the purport. Etang biddam adhigato vishwarupa chatakratu trailokya lakshmin bubhuje binirjitasya tang mridhe asuran. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. King Indra, who performed 100 sacrifices, received this prayer of perfection from Vishwarupa. After conquering the demons, he enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. Jai Shri Shri Prahlad Nrisingadev ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So please repeat after me. King Indra, who performed 100 sacrifices, receive this prayer of protection from Vishwaroop. After conquering the demons, he enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This mystical mantric armor given by Vishwaroop to Indra, the king of heaven, acted powerfully, with the effect that Indra was able to conquer the asuras and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds without impediments. In this regard, Madhvacharya points out, Vidya karmani cha sada guru prapta phalapradaha annatha naiva phalada prasannokta phalapradaha. One must receive all kinds of mantras from a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise the mantras will not be fruitful. This is also indicated in Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Tadbiddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. All mantras should be received through the authorized guru, and the disciple must satisfy the guru in all respects after surrendering at his lotus feet. In the Padma Purana, it is also said, Sampradaya bihina je mantraste nishfala mataha. There are four sampradayas or disciplic successions, namely the Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya, and the Kumar Sampradaya. If one wants to advance in spiritual power, one must receive his mantras from one of those bona fide sampradayas. Otherwise, he'll never successfully advance in spiritual life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th chapter, 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Narayan Kavacha Shield. Hare Krishna. So Maharaj, now it's your turn. So, okay, we'll just go back to that verse that we just read, which we all recited together. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Nrisingadev. May Lord Nrisingadev, roaring for his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fear of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. May Lord Nrisingadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within, and without. So, Vishwaroop is giving Indra the Narayan Kavacha, but here he is specially mentioning about Nrisingadev giving the protection. So this is actually a very, very important consideration. Because when it comes to protection, Nrisingadev is the one who actually gives the protection. That's why we chant Nrisinga prayer every day. Sometimes devotees ask, why we chant Nrisinga prayer? Why not Baraha prayer, Matsa prayer, or Kurma prayer, or Bhamana prayer, or any other prayer? Why Nrisinga prayer? Because Nrisingadev gives protection to the devotees, destroying all the impediments in the path of devotion. When you want to make spiritual advancement, we want to be successful. And success means removing the obstacles. When the obstacles are not there, then the progress will be steady. So that's what Nrisimhadev does. Bhakti Vigna Vinashan. Bhakti Vigna. Vigna means impediments. Impediments on the path of bhakti, Vinashan, he destroys. Lord Nrisimhadev destroys the impediments, obstacles on the path of devotion for a devotee. And that's why it's very important that we take shelter of Nrisimhadev and we seek for his protection. And we have seen many cases like how Nrisimhadev gives protection. Once in Mayapur, we are having lots of difficulties. The dacoits attacked. Then twice we had this kind of, the second attack was very bad. All the dacoits in that area ganged together to loot the temple. They got the impression somehow, some so-called astrologer told that the Radharani deity in Mayapur was made of solid gold. So all the dacoits ganged together and they attacked our temple at night. Quite a few of them. And the devotees were totally unaware, unprotected. They didn't know what to do. Fortunately, we had some guns. So from that building, those days we had the lotus building only. Conch building was not there. It was all empty field. And Pankajangri Prabhu started to shoot at the dacoits. And some of them were injured, some of them died actually also. Then 4 or 5 of them were caught. And in the field the next morning we found that two of the dacoits were dead. Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, those days he was a brahmachari, Raghav Pandit Prabhu, he started to throw stones at the dacoits. And the dacoits threw a bomb at him, and that's how he lost his leg. They threw a bomb and his leg got. And so then we established Nrisimhadev there. And since then, no problem. In Germany also, there used to be a lot of problems. A lot of difficulties our devotees were facing from the government, from the people. Then the leader of Germany at that time, Harikesh Prabhu, he established Nrisimhadev's deity. And since then, I think the situation became quite stable. Maybe you can tell us about those.
The difficulties in Germany were related to the government, because at one point they what's the English word?
Raided our temple.
They raided our temple and just marched in. German police, you can imagine. German police were quite heavy. And they confiscated a large amount of money which we collected over a longer period of time. And we had to go to court And some of our devotees even had to go to jail for some time. And our reputation was completely damaged by the media. Even so much that we could not go on right now anymore. Anyway, to make it short, some difficulties were there. And then we also established the Singh Hari on our German farm. Very beautiful day. The installation was very gorgeous. What's the name of our brother? He performed the installation.
Atmatattva?
No.
Ashtaratva?
He's from America, very. But he's.
Okay, I get it.
In India for some time. He's very, very.
Gaur Keshav.
So he performed the ceremony and we had a great, great time. It's about quite tall, made of granite, black granite, and it weighs about 1 ton. It's a very, very beautiful day. And of course, every day we celebrate Lord Nrsimhadev's appearance. And since that time, it's rather peaceful in Germany. We didn't have any major problems anymore. Only problem which remained is how to remember Krishna all the time. That's another challenge. Outside challenges might be reduced, but internal challenges, they might continue. How to maintain our Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, I don't know how to
Please, go ahead.
In the beginning, devotees are very enthusiastic, it's natural. Everything is new, exciting. Our philosophy, music, culture, lifestyle, everything is so wonderful, exciting. Then when devotees practice for a number of years, 8, 10, 15, or even more, 30 years, then the tendency is there that the excitement might reduce. And that's the test for a devotee. To dive deeper into the process of Krishna consciousness. Whatever the external circumstances might be, the devotee has to come to the platform of being able, under any circumstances, to remember Krishna always, to continue surrendering his life, his energy, his resources, everything to Krishna. So that's another challenge. And we should also pray to Lord Nrsimhadev to kindly protect our heart, continue purifying our heart, destroy all these negative elements which are in the way of our practice of Krishna consciousness, externally and internally. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Also in Ujjain, we are having some difficulties. Like, actually, when we decided to build a temple here, we did not take Vastu consideration. So the temple construction was going on. So one day, I got a message. Those days I was staying just nearby in the house of Ajay Bhargav, which is just. And so I got a. Somebody came and told me that somebody wanted to see me from Bombay. He came. So I agreed to meet him. And so that person introduced that he is a Vastu person, Vastu expert, and he came. And he said, look, vastu-wise, your temple situation is not good. You'll have a lot of difficulties. So everything was going on so nicely. Construction was going on so nicely. So I just told him, no, everything is fine. There's no problem. But then he said, no, you know, like he gave the reasons. And then over a period of time, we started to see. This is another thing, you know, vastu is also very important. If things are right with the vastu situation, everything will be perfectly all right. But if it is not vastu-wise, it's compatible, there's bound to be problems. Anyway, so we started to get many problems. So then I decided to establish Lord Nrisimhadev. And with Lord Nrisimhadev, and I'm seeing that ever since Lord Nrisimhadev came, like, we didn't have much difficulties after that. Difficulties are there always. In the material nature, there will always be difficulty. But the thing is, if we take shelter of Nrisimhadev, then the difficulties will be reduced considerably. And just as Maharaj said, that our ultimate difficulty is our internal difficulties. Therefore, we should also take shelter of Nrisimhadev internally. Not just establish the deity of Nrisimhadev, but take shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Nrisimhadev actually gives protection. Lord Brahma is praying, instructing Narad Muni, that I have the power to destroy due to the mercy of Nrisimhadev. Brahma is saying, I am the creator of the universe because of the mercy of Nrisimhadev. Lord Shiva is the destroyer with the power of mercy of Nrisimhadev. Lakshmi Devi is maintaining the whole creation by the mercy of Nrisimhadev. Shashtahang jagatang vatsa patanad dharanad. So this is how we can see that this particular form of the Lord, after all, Krishna is, there's no difference between Krishna and Nrisimhadev. There's no difference between Narayan and Nrisimhadev. So here this is Narayan Kavacha. But this particular aspect of the Lord, Nrisimhadev, is giving us the protection and giving us the ability to achieve things. Like as Brahma is saying, I am the Shrashta. I am the creator by the mercy of Nrisimhadev. Lord Shiva is a destroyer by the mercy of Nrisimhadev. Lakshmi Devi is maintaining by the mercy of Nrisimhadev. The demigods are maintaining different aspects of the creation by the mercy of Nrisimhadev. So this form of the Lord is very, very merciful. He is very powerful. The Lord, in one hand, here it has been described that he is roaring for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Although Nrisimhadev is roaring, but he is protecting from, let him protect us. Nrisimhadev's form is so ugram, ugram virang mahavishnum jalantam sarvato mukha. He's so ugram, so fierce. But he's giving the protection. So those who are devotees, the Lord is very merciful. But those who are not devotees, he's the cause of fear. So, Shri Shri Nishinga Bhagavan ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari. And so, Vishwarup, in course of his describing, giving Indra this kavacha to protect, Narayan kavacha to protect, he also narrated another incident. That there was a... He's saying the prayer Narayan Kavacha, like what does this Kavacha do? Kavacha actually means armor. Kavacha. Like we know, Karna was born with a Kavacha. He was born with armor. And that armor no one could actually penetrate. Suryadev actually gave that armor. You know the story, right? You know the incident. And because he had that armor, no weapon could penetrate through him. So then, if no weapon can penetrate him, then how can he be killed? That's why Indra, in order to favor Arjuna, who was his son, he went to Karna in the disguise of a Brahmana. And Karna was very famous for his charitable nature. Data Karna, we know Data, generous, charitable. And as a Brahmin, and if anybody came to Karna asking for something, Karna would not refuse. So, Indra went as a Brahmana, and when Karna asked, please tell me what can I give you? Then Indra said, give me that kavacha and the kundala, the earrings with each other. No, the kavacha he actually asked. He was born with kavacha and kundala. So kundala means earrings. And with that kavacha, Karna was so generous. This is how we see, like in Vedic time, people were so noble, so their characters were so upright, so beautiful. He cut that kavacha from his body and gave it to Indra. So he knew that this is not a Brahmana, this is Indra, who came to take this so that I can be vulnerable, somebody can kill me. So he also asked in return, Indra said, okay, you gave it to me, so you ask for something. So Karna said that give me a weapon that will be invincible. If I use that weapon to somebody, then he's going to die. So he took a weapon to kill Arjuna. Indra came to protect Arjuna and Karna took the thing to kill Arjuna. The arrangement. So Indra gave it to him. But then the question, the consideration is, when Krishna protects, who can kill? So Ghatatkach, Bhima's son from Hirimba, was fighting in such a terrible way that there was no way to stop him. So Duryodhana knew that Karna had this weapon that can kill whoever it will use to. No other weapon could actually... Ghatotkacha was fighting in such a way. So then he told Karna, Karna, the situation is terrible. So use that weapon. Karna said, I'm keeping it for Arjuna. He said, don't wait. Because if we are left, if we survive, then there is a question of killing Arjuna. So use it. So that is how that weapon was used to kill Ghatotkach. So this is how we can see this kavacha, you know, like how. Now this kavacha is a mantra shield. Some physical thing can give protection, but mantra also can give protection. So this is Narayan kavacha. Similarly, there is Nrisingha kavacha. So by chanting that mantra, one actually gets the protection. So, then Vishwarup is telling one incident that a brahmana named Kaushik formerly used this armor when he purposely gave up his body in the desert by mystic power. A brahmana used this armor and gave up his body. And at that time, Chitrarath, the king of Gandharva Loka, was passing by his air over the brahmana's body at the spot by his aeroplane. And suddenly, Chitrarath's airplane took a nosedive and fell from the sky, headed with his aeroplane. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sage named Balakhila to throw the brahmana's bones in the nearby river Saraswati. So Indra did that. So he left, this brahmana left his body, but the body is being protected even after his death. So some in the middle of the desert, there was no one to throw his bones in the river. So Chitraratha was forced to do that. So this is how this kavacha actually gives protection. And king, then of being protected by the kavacha, Indra conquered the demons. And he enjoyed all the opulence of the three worlds. So this is how this chapter ends. And the story will continue. So the next chapter will describe the appearance of demon Vritrasura. That's another very beautiful incident. Vritrasura, although demon, he was a devotee. And we can see that how he was more powerful than Indra. And it is Vritrasura who actually opposed Indra, drove him away from the heaven, and the whole story will unfold to you afterwards, how Indra killed Vritrasura. But then at the end we see that Indra could not really kill Vritrasura. Vritrasura's body was... But Vritrasura already left and went back to Sankarsan Loka. He was a devotee of Sankarsan. Prabhupada mentioned that not Vritra didn't get killed. Indra couldn't kill Vritra. Vritra actually killed Indra. And when Vritra actually swallowed up Indra, he felt, okay, now I have killed Indra. And he said, now my business is over, so I'll go back. So he left his body and went back to Sankarsan Loka. And from the dead body of Vritrasura, Indra cut his belly open with the bajra and he came out. And then he used the bajra to cut Vritra's head. And even bajra, the thunder, which is known as the thunder, took 365 days to sever Vritra's head. It, Bajra took 1 year to sever the head of Indra from his, I mean Vritra from his body. So that is the potency of a devotee. So in one hand the kavachas are there, but Krishna's devotee situation is beyond those materialistic protection. Devotees are protected by Nrisingadev, by his kavacha. So thank you all very much. Hari Bol. So, okay, should we take some questions? Yeah, we can take a few questions. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
Vastu, we know the importance of Vastu in this. But sometimes we think that, like Srila Prabhupada, initially we converted some haunted houses and crematoriums also, temples. And like, we think that, I think sometimes, like we did not consider this, like Vastu and some things. So how much importance?
What did Prabhupada say?
Just by chanting Hare Krishna, like Prabhupada, sometimes we like that just by chanting Hare Krishna, it is purified, the place or the inauspicious circumstances, they are purified. For example, Srila Prabhupada converted some haunted houses and crematoriums also to temples. So how much importance we should give to Vastu and such things
Well, you see, as devotees, we may not be so concerned individually. But when it comes to building something is going to be there, then these considerations are important. We cannot just neglect that because they are going to be there. Right? And you see, it is like this Vastu is like a body. And in a body, certain functions are conducted by certain part of the body. Like the head performs something, legs perform something else. Now, if you want the head activities, you want to be performed by leg, can it be conducted properly? So that is the thing, you know. Therefore, when it comes to building temples and things, you know, even houses, it is important that we take the Vastu. Individually, we may not care. We don't need. We have Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's everything, right? But when it comes to building something which is going to be there, right, these considerations are important. And to tell you frankly, I personally have experienced it myself. That's why I'm warning you all. At least I can tell you from now on, whenever I do something, I'll have the Vastu consideration first. Okay. And so there is one question from Bibhu Chaitanya, as usual, although he is physically present, but he prefers to write his questions. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Okay, maybe Maharaj, would you like to say something to that question?
No, I think you perfectly answered. If we can apply Vastu, of course, we should take advantage. If not, our main consideration is if Lord Krishna is residing within the building, within the temple, and everything is auspicious. But if we cannot die, then we should, of course, we should take advantage, we should do much perfect
answer. So, kindly forgive me if my inquiry appears naive. Let's see. Is the chanting of the holy names Krishna more effective than the Narayan and Nrisingha kavachas? If so, then what is the need for any other prayer? Your servant, Bibhu Chaitanya Das. You see, yes, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the highest mantra. And the consideration here is, although we have got the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, are we chanting the mantra purely and getting its absolute benefit? When it comes to that, yes, then we don't need anything. But until we reach that perfected stage, we have to go through our gradual progress in devotional life. And therefore, to take shelter of Nrisimhadev or different such, you know, things are beneficial. Like one question often comes up, like, yes, we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and holy name is the ultimate and holy name gives everything, gives all kinds of protection. But still, when you become sick, we go to a doctor. Right? The point here is that until we reach that perfected, purely perfected spiritual stage, as long as we are in the bodily platform, and if there is any body's need, then yes, we have to take care of that. When you become a pure devotee, you know, then it's different. Right? Like, for example, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj never felt any need for any such thing. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj never felt any need for this. Srila Prabhupada also never felt any need for that. Prabhupada didn't want to be treated by any doctor. On our insistence, Prabhupada did. And if at all Prabhupada took any treatment, he wanted to take Ayurvedic treatment, not allopathic treatment. But question is, are we in that stage? If we are not in that stage, let's not pretend. Alright, like, that's why, you know, the question then comes also that, you know, we have Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then why Prabhupada introduced chanting Nrisimha prayer? Right? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But the thing is, Prabhupada considered that for our sake we needed that. For our spiritual progress, we needed that. Okay. So would you like to also say something more?
Yeah, this reminds me of when we worship Tulasi Devi. What is that mantra where it says Vishnu Bhakta Padhe
Devi?
Vishnu. And the one devotee in Los Angeles, he told me, he was personal present when they asked Baba why we chant Vishnu Bhakti and Krishna Bhakti. And I think for some period of time, I remember it was actually changed. Sometimes it changed. Chanting not Vishnu Bhakti, but Krishna Bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada replied, Krishna is not so cheap. It was Prabhupada's answer. Krishna is not so cheap. So I think it's a little bit related to you should not take for granted that we are fully surrendered to Krishna, we don't require anything else. As Maharaj pointed out so nicely, it's a very elevated platform, that mood of being fully surrendered to Krishna. As long as we are on the sadhaka platform, it is alright, it is not wrong to pray to Lord Krishna for protection, for instance. But when one is fully surrendered, there's no consideration even to pray to Krishna for protection, because the fully surrendered devotee knows, based on his realization, full realization, Krishna is always protecting me. Why should I pray for protection? Like a child. The child is completely dependent on the parents. You never see a child praying to the parents, please protect me. They know. They don't know anything else. Except the parents' protection. But as long as we are on the sadhaka platform, then we can take precautions. Thinking perhaps I'm not fully surrendered to Krishna. I need so many other things to protect my body, my health, my service, etc. But once on a liberated platform, then there's no need. Because the devotee knows he doesn't have any other shelter except Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.